pretending we got a sliver. You're not fooling me, cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come true, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that villain.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
We have a special guest here today, if you heard an extra voice. You're good. Do you want to introduce yourself? You can put on the headphones.
Remember, this is DJ Bailey and...
Dorothea.
And our special guest.
A family relative.
With a name? Or no?
Aunt Bren.
This morning we disguised her as my mother to get her into the dining hall for free.
Did you really mean to announce that over the air so the whole campus community could hear you?
Donna's not listening. She can't hear. It's fine. Donna, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I said I was willing to be your mom for a couple of hours.
Yeah. So. One time we had my mom and my aunt pretend to be married, and I snuck them both in as my mothers. Yeah. Yeah.
I was fine with it. I'm not sure how your mom felt.
That's so smart, though.
Yeah, right? My brother was just... I don't think our siblings get in for free.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Again, we're broadcasting. You're giving away all your secrets.
I mean...
There's 15 listeners.
Yeah, we got about, like,
max.
15... Let's see how many people are listening right now.
12.
We got... let's see. It's just so many, it broke the shoutcast. Yeah. Nope.
Not even the station is listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we got 12 listeners.
Awesome.
Hello, friends.
Oh, yeah. This is a reminder. This is Awkward on Air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. We have a few songs. I don't know. Aunt Bren might suggest some. We might make her. But shall we?
Let's stop with some slappers.
Creature of the night, just a creature of the night, just a creature.
should calm down for crying out loud. I'm losing it lately. I'm young and I'm dumb. I live and I learn. Yeah, what's the hurry now? In the eyes, back in my mind, so saturated. Going to bed, the girl in my head. Yeah, I really feel it now. Yeah, I really feel it now. What a feeling, what am I feeling? I can't ever seem to make up my mind. No, what does that say about me? Talking to strangers. Fall through the floor, I'm back at your door. Baby, I'm bleeding now.
I hope we go places. I'm loved all alone. gotcha. Green eyes in the back of my mind, it's true. But I can't be just friends. You're messing with my head. And I know what I said, but these feelings, they keep running the red. I got your heart on my mind, and you said that I could come by anytime. But I can't fall in love tonight. Messing with my head, and I know what I said, but these feelings, they keep running the red. I got your heart on my mind, and you said that I could come by anytime, but I can't fall in love tonight. I can't fall in love tonight. I got your face on my mind, and it was fun running around for a while, but I can't fall in love tonight. I can't fall in love tonight.
again. And you're the only thing that's going on in my mind. Taking love of my life a second time. I don't have the capacity for fucking you, meant to be helping me. Where is it like to get away with all my money and lies? It took a little while to recognize that I'm not giving it up again. Oh, the game won't last for long, but the song only lasts 3 minutes. I think I've lost my phone, so would you call?
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
We now have a special PSA that is very meaningful to the show today, being read by my Aunt Bren. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I feel so honored. I wanted everybody to know that there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement, especially this time of year or close to Halloween. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. And I know this to be true because I was a victim of this, which Dorothea knows all about. I was the victim. She was the perpetrator. Anyway, getting back to the announcement, using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Ooh.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, that was touching.
I have to know, what is the ladder story?
Well, the ladder story was Dorothea's family was getting ready to move, mm-hmm. and part of the preparation involved cleaning out the dreaded garage. So there were some rafters that had some stuff up there in the rafters, and we put up a ladder, and I was standing at the foot of the ladder. Dorothea bravely climbed up the ladder and yanked some stuff off the rafters.
Good job, Dorothea.
Which ended up being...
Wasn't it like a wooden plank or something?
Yeah, a door. A wooden...
Oh, God.
Like a cabinet door.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which... Which
sure
turned out to be a lot heavier, right? Than
sure
you thought
did
it
hit
was.
You in the head.
Sure hit me in the head.
She got a nice little cut out of that one.
Blood started pouring out of my forehead.
It like just missed her eye, too. It was really scary.
Yeah.
And I was so devastated by that. So embarrassed. And Aunt Bren sure was not happy.
I ran into the bathroom to see what had happened to me. I almost fainted with all the sight of the blood.
Yeah. Ooh. But this has been like a repeated thing where you'll get accidents when we're together.
What?
Right? Yeah. This has been like...
So far?
It hasn't happened yet. We've been together for about, what, like an hour and a half almost? Or an hour maybe? And there's been no accident thus far. So... I think we're pretty strong right now.
I don't think there was an accident the last time we were together, so I'm hoping we're on a good trend now. And we've, you know, there's no bad karma following us anymore.
Yeah, I think it definitely was a thing of the past. We're hoping.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, we could also read our music facts for today.
Yes.
I screenshotted a couple, so if we want to pass around the phone, we have a few... interesting facts of what happened today from decades ago. So in 1964, the Rolling Stones appeared for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show from New York, performing Around and Around and Time Is On My Side. A riot broke out in the studio, prompting Sullivan's infamous quote, "I promise you they'll never be back on our show again." Then the Rolling Stones went on to make a further 5 appearances on the Sullivan Show between 1965 and 1969. I have a few more screenshotted if you want. There's three other options. You can pick one, Bailey. Aunt Bren is recording us. She's actually the ultimate stan. Although she hasn't listened in a hot minute. She hasn't listened this year yet.
On this day in 2012, Michael Jackson. Forbes magazine reported that Michael Jackson topped their list of highest earning dead musical celebrities by earning $145 million in the past year. Elvis Presley ranked number 2 with $55 million in earnings, and Bob Marley, number 3, with $17
million. Hmm. Them dead musicians be making money. And then we have one more, Aunt Bren, if you want to read one. Or we have two more options. It's one about Bon Jovi, I think.
Oh, I'd
read
love
that
to.
One. As a New Jersey native.
Yeah, 1986, Bon Jovi went to number 1 on the U.S. album chart with Slippery When Wet. Featuring 2 U.S. number 1 singles, You Give Love a Bad Name and Live It on a Prayer. The album went on to sell over 8 million copies worldwide.
Nice.
That's our Jersey boy.
Yeah. We actually, or I live really close to where Bon Jovi lives. Like, he lives across the river from me in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I also live the town next to Bruce Springsteen. And Charlie Puth used to live in the town next to me, and he moved to L.A. But, yeah, he's from my county.
Isn't that how you got this current job?
Oh,
by
yeah.
your connections with Bruce and Bon Jovi?
He set me up with this.
Wow,
you know,
that's so inspirational.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys wish you could be me. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well...
And I believe it's someone's birthday today.
Oh, it is someone's birthday.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Katy Perry.
That's all we got.
This yeah. All right. We'll go back to the music.
Let's go.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. A summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady.
You can tell right away that's A when the Tell me where you wonder your girlfriend's gone. You say you just can't find her. Got in a rush, stop deserving much. Oh, but you call it fine, son. Do what you have to do. Somebody gets mad at you, but you survive, right? We rearrange to stay in danger. Everybody says bye bye. But your life demands that you adhere to guidelines. You catch a bus with securitas. I'm flipping on a nightline. Rent the police and you watch the street bandit with your appetite. Do what you have to do. Nobody gets mad at you. Your alibi is airtight, airtight. Look out.
Pittsburghers call the point. I fell asleep watching gravity falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, but a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that, and then I'm long gone since my dad was singing Get Back. I caught that rhythm with that inner city jet lag. Accept the mission like I've risen from the riffraff. I pawned Excalibur, this caliber is unmatched. I'm Captain Kirk on a life raft. If I got 2 cents and a soapbox, I'm glowing up, laying the globe. Watch the globe trot. Then go cop some garden gnomes for the grow up. I can't, why not, who cares? You right, got records on the soap top, couch in the kitchen hole, squat in the rocket, come get down with a linchpin. One hand roll Gorilla Glue, one hand solve a Rubik's Cube, the other 22 improving ways to bring the news to you. I came out the cocoon to show y'all a monarch. I came out the cocoon to show y'all a monarch. And I could change your horoscope, just holla at me. I'll be saying action, making a smash it out of trashy. What did he just say? I fell asleep watching gravity falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, but a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that, and then I'm long gone. I'm riding the trolley, but probably the thousandth time, with a backpack, a patch jacket, a lag of cash, and a clouded mind. But I don't care, I just hope I do somewhere down the line. It's crazy when you lose the youth and the truth start to sound the light. Mountains might as well get to moving, soon as I throw that groove in, and get these dunes used to losing. It's like if you just signed a ruthless, all these dunes I go doofus with a screw loose and doublet till it's deuces. I'm high as the moon, it's like Houston, we got a problem. Soon as I walk in a building, order a hit, let's make a killing and keep it between villains. Y'all know the feeling, like I hustle, but I'm still just chilling. I put it all on the line just for the sense of fulfillment. I go 1 to 1 million real quick. I'm on acid in a pull-out mattress, trying to figure out what life is. Make empires fall right after they do silent. My only brothers were pirates, one man riots, and three rivers finest. I fell asleep watching gravity falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, had a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that, and then I'm long gone. Days where my bed felt like my grave. I don't know the last time I ate, but I'm straight, I just bought an 8. I strayed away from A-OK, hey, that's A-OK. My train of thought is just another spot to paint. I got it made. I lost count of the days where my bed felt like my grave. I don't know the last time I ate, but I'm straight, I just bought an 8. I strayed away from A-OK, hey, that's A-OK. My train of thought is just another spot to paint. I got it made. Watching gravity falls again. I fell asleep watching gravity falls again. I fell asleep watching gravity falls again. I fell asleep watching.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Bailey, and this will be me signing out early today. I have an EcoRep event to go to in Carmichael Hall patio, if any of y'all are top students and desire to carve some pumpkins.
Yeah, so super fun.
This has been Awkward on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And Bailey, before you go, I think we need to sing a certain happy birthday to someone special in
the
studio.
It's not Katy Perry this time.
It's not Katy Perry this time. We were goofing. It is also Katy Perry's birthday, but we wanted to save the real birthday for the end. So, shall we sing?
We shall.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Cha. Happy birthday, dear Aunt Bren. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you guys.
Are you one? Are you two? Are you 60? And Brian, what is in store for you this fine birthday?
Lots of surprises involving a lot of chocolate, I'm hoping.
You shall see.
Yeah, and time with my peeps, my tribe.
Yeah, peeps. Our family's coming. So they're driving in. We're waiting on Mom and Rodney, and then we're going to have
Grandma. And
Grandma, yes. I keep forgetting she's coming.
And she's listening.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Hi, Grandma. I keep forgetting that you were coming because I feel like Mom comes so often and no one else does. And I'm just like, and I forgot Rodney was coming too. Like, he called me and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm coming. And I was like, what? Like, I thought it was just going to be like you and Mom at first. So it's very exciting. We have three of the, we have really all the fam is coming.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. The whole tribe is going to be here.
Yeah. So hello to Mom and Rodney and Grandma.
Hello.
We're excited to see you.
And thank you to everyone who's been listening to us every week. And I'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Bailey is saying goodbye. And we have two more birthday-related songs, one for Katy Perry and one for Aunt Bren. So, and then we'll sign off. So we'll be here for the remaining 7 minutes. So we'll play the songs now.
It's nice to meet you, Bailey.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a bitch. I would know. And you overthink, always speak critically. I should know. Your heart, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down. You're wrong when it's right. It's back in.
This is Goodbye. This is the Awkward On Air. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Aunt Bren, thank you for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dorothy. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and happy birthday
thank
to both you.
You
and Katy Perry. So, yeah, we'll see you next week. Well, Bailey and I will. Aunt Bren will not be here, unfortunately. But we hope you all have a good parents' weekend. And that's all. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.